after the last Mass, somebody kidded me that I should have called it a story of two Bushes, neither political. Oh, man, yes. But in truth, there is some political in what happened. Now, in Jesus' time, and times before that, and ever since, what news do you hear mostly? Trouble. And, you know, the gospel began with the story of people being killed in worship. How many times have we seen that lately? In Australia, or rather in New Zealand, in this country, in other countries, somehow we're seeing people killed all in worship. Are they any better or worse than the rest of us? No. Jesus was very clear with that. We all need to pay attention, but none of this has to do with us being good or bad. And then when it came to the wall falling, well, let's see, what have we had? We've had the cyclone in Africa. We've had the great floods and everything in the middle of this country. And who knows what's next? So we continue to see people hurt or killed. And sometimes people say, well, God took revenge. And no, I'm sorry, God doesn't. I don't care what it said in Moses about you'll be put to death. It doesn't really say that. It's just a way of expressing. You know, good people suffer bad things. And sometimes bad people don't suffer anything bad that we know of anyway. So we hear Jesus as he talks to the people. It's who you are that matters. But let's then talk about, ultimately, about repentance. The bush in Jesus' parable, it's really not about a bush. It is really about the political system and those who were taking care of the people. And what does it say? He says, this bush is not bearing anything. Well, we all see that kind of thing all the time. This bush is not bearing anything, so cut it down. And what does the gardener say? No, put fertilizer on it. And everybody in his time would have laughed greatly because it's great political satire. Because the bush stood for the leadership, and it's saying what? Throw manure on them. Well, we're used to seeing the other way sometimes. But that's really a political sense of what Jesus had to say. But at the same time, how does he expect us to provide fruit that serves God, his Father, and the gardener, of Jesus, who wants to be merciful to all, and we'll wait 3 years, 6 years, don't know. But God could cut it down anytime. So could our biology cut us down anytime. We don't know. But we can be cut down. And we have to listen to that sense of Jesus of bearing fruit. Now let's go back to the first bush, the flaming bush. The flaming bush really is a matter of becoming aware of God's presence, around us. We may not find a bush that's on fire, but where do we find the sense of God aflame in our lives? And it's amazing what God then says to Moses, take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. Say that to any one of us. Take off your shoes. You're standing on holy ground. The ground I made as creator. The ground I give you to live with. And what are you going to stand on that holy ground with? Holy feet. And work with it with holy hands. Because we are created along with all that we see and come to know. And it is amazing these days how little we oftentimes pay attention to the fact that this ground is holy as we pollute it, as we destroy it and say, well, we got that right from the scripture. We didn't. Unfortunate interpretations long before us says, control it. No, you can't control it, but you can destroy it, or you can protect it with how you deal with it. So Moses out there was really a political problem. Moses had killed someone, really had to be on the lam from the Egyptians, and he leads the people out. However many people he leads out. No one knows. No one really knows how long it took. Don't worry. 40 days is like 40 days of Lent. It means a time of completion, a time of conversion. And so when we see the gospel today, we're reminded, allow yourself to grow. Put the fertilizer in of prayer and sacrifice. Put the fertilizer in of repentance, however big or however small that repentance has to be in any one person's life. And yet, no matter how much we have to repent, the tiniest amount or the largest amount, it is still repentance. It is still coming back and facing the Lord and saying, I want to be able to give you the product of who I am. Of who I am. It may look like a fig in the scripture, but it looks like me or any one of us walking on the face of this earth. So it is. It's a tale of two bushes. But our life is one of the bushes as we see God. And our life is also one of the bushes as we produce the fruit, which is the fig of our lives, whatever that happens to be. And so we gather today. We gather to celebrate Eucharist and give thanks for what God gives us to work with, His own Son, to be with us and walk with us each and every day. He is indeed the gardener who will look after us and avoid us being cut down for doing nothing. Give us more time if we need it, but we never know what that time will be. And so coming to Eucharist, come and say amen. Know that He is with you. Eat of Him, drink of Him, and take Him out as you go out and fertilize this earth with the faith of Jesus.